tonight, Attorney General's office stands its ground as it pursues full prosecution of Democracy Hour protesters with Fix the Country convener Oliver Barker-Vormo, the latest to be remanded, thrown behind bars for the next 2 weeks.
We have all the rights that we enjoy, but every order we enjoy is subject to public order and public interest. And so, demonstrate. And then you have to demonstrate from point A to point B. Make sure you demonstrate in accordance with law.
We have the latest as pressure grows on the AG to terminate the trial.
But what we are increasingly worried about, how the police seems to be treating young protesters, especially the youth, when they go on demonstrations.
Amnesty International Ghana has come out to condemn the current unlawful actions by the Ghana police.
We have all the angles to this particular developing story covered for you here on Top Story. Top Story, as always, is brought to you by Telecel, connecting energies and holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Now, the office of the Attorney General is tonight standing its ground, determined to pursue the full prosecution of all Democracy Hour protesters, with more than 50 already behind bars. Fix the Country convener Oliver Barker-Vormo and 12 others are the latest to be remanded in the last couple of hours, and they will join their fellow protesters behind bars for the next 2 weeks. The latest bail denial is coming as several influential persons and civil society organizations, including former President John Mahama and the Center for Democratic Development, mount pressure on the government to immediately terminate the prosecution. We have more on that shortly. But first, my colleague Kenneth Jesse is just returning from the courts and joins me in studio with details of what transpired today. Kenneth, so the protesters, including Oliver Barker-Vormo, have been making a case for bail. What exactly are the argument, and how has the state attorneys been responding?
Well, there were a series of arguments that were made by the lawyers for the accused persons. Now, one of them included the fact that they said one of the accused persons was mentally ill. According to the lawyer, one of the accused persons was mentally ill. So he prayed the court that he be released to a psychiatric facility so that he can seek medical care. But the state attorney said that no, that is not possible. They cannot release that person because they see that person as a risk to himself and society if he is indeed released. And so they proposed that that person be sent to prison custody so that they minimize the sort of risk he will pose to other people if he were to be outside of prison. That is one case. And then there was a case for Oliver Barker-Vormo, who failed to appear in court yesterday because, according to his lawyers and according to the statement that was put out by the Ghana Police Service, Oliver, together with one other person called Fanny Otu, had taken ill and they were taken to the police hospital. So today, thankfully, he appeared in court, but not in very good condition, although I'm not a medical doctor, but he was limping a little bit with a nose mask on his face. And then, you know, they were arguing in court that the police facilities that is taking care of Oliver are not adequately equipped to sufficiently take care of him. So they were praying the court that Oliver, one, is a lawyer, he's of good standing, he has a law firm, he's a father as well, so he is not a flight risk, and that he should be granted bail to seek for private medical care. But the state attorney objected to that, saying that if they feel that he's not being given proper care, he should be moved to a prison facility where there's adequate medical care that is going to be provided for Oliver. At the end of the day, the state prosecutor suggested that all of them be put before prison custody or be put in prison custody, but the judge determined that no, they should be put in police custody instead.
So was that the only reason the judge gave, or he gave detailed reasons as to why he arrived or he or she arrived at that particular decision.
Of course, I mean, he said that it has been clear because in Oliver's case, there was a medical report that was presented in court that he is indeed not well. So he considered all of that and said that, look, I've seen that, you know, the medical report says that he's not well. So due to this and other factors, he thinks that they should be kept in police custody instead of prison custody. Okay. Now, Oliver was charged with 8 counts. Most of them were charged with 6. Others were charged with 5. But Oliver was charged with 8. And the 8 included stealing, conspiracy to commit crime, offensive conduct conducive to breach of peace, defacement of public notice, unlawful assembly, among others.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was the argument concerning the defacement of public notice, where the state prosecutor did indicate that they had defaced some political party paraphernalia. Mm-hmm. And then the lawyer for the accused said, which political parties are those? You've not really mentioned any political party. And no political party has officially filed a complaint that their properties have been destroyed. But, you know, that case was quashed eventually.
Okay.
So these are some of the charges. 8, Oliver, and he had the most charges. 8 charges, including stealing, conspiracy to commit crime, unlawful assembly, all of which he pleaded not guilty to it, all of which were objected to by his lawyers.
Probably because he is the convener. But of course, we have seen high security presence in court. Was the same today? And did family and friends appear in court today to support
There were a flurry of emotions, as there has been for the past 3 days. And security was very, very tight. Initially, we saw 14 of them being brought, which included Amma Governor, who was remanded 2 days ago, and then she was sent back to the police vehicle. There were a lot of police officers, a lot, at least for 14 people that were being brought to court. There were more than hundreds of police officers, some guarding the court premises, you know, some guarding, inches, that some were inches away from the court premises. It was a heavily guarded area. So you saw a lot of police presence there. Of course, family and friends, most of them saying that all of them are innocent. They say that they are fighting for a good cause. They are fighting for better water. They are fighting for a better Ghana. So they disagree with the verdict that has been given by the court. I mean, there were a flurry of emotions, people crying, others, you know, staying strong that they have set examples that they are going to follow.
Now, so that is what happened. But let's understand, were they represented by one lawyer or there were different lawyers?
Yes, I could count about 6 lawyers that represented them. And that's a bit different from what happened on the first day. On the first day, for instance, you had about 5 lawyers being represented by, 5 protesters being represented by one lawyer. But in this case, there were different lawyers representing different accused persons, but there were at least 6, from what I counted, lawyers there.
Okay, all right. Well, there is more pressure on the Office of the Attorney General to drop the prosecution of the case. Former President John Dramani Mahama and her running mate have all been weighing in on this raging controversy, demanding that the protesters are freed. My colleague Michael Ashley joins me in studio with some of these statements coming in. Michael, so what is John Mahama saying?
Well, John Mahama says that we must balance our need to maintain law and order with protecting the rights and freedoms of our citizens. Now, remanding Democratic Hub demonstrators for 2 weeks is high-handed and abuse of their rights. The youth of Ghana have a right to engage in manifestations to protect their future, especially in respect of key issues like the destruction of the environment through illegal mining. Draconian judicial decisions such as this won't stop them from speaking out. The authorities must request the judge to review the remand decision and grant them bail immediately. And these are the words of John Dramani Mahama.
Her running mate, Professor Jane Nana Opokuagyeman, has also weighed in on this. And she came in with some strong words.
Well, I'll give you a quote. She says that these feudal, authoritarian, and early century reactions to the government by the government to a peaceful protest have no place in the 21st century democracy. The government must therefore immediately end the persecution of the protesters and unconditionally release those in custody.
Wow, interesting comment there. Let's see how government will react. But we also understand in the last few hours, we've been hearing from Amnesty International, which is joining in the demand for the protesters to be released. They also go as far as to suggest all these protesters who they claim have been unlawfully detained must be paid compensation. Here's Country Director Genevieve Partington at the news conference.
Amnesty International Ghana has come out to condemn the current unlawful actions by the Ghana police regarding the detained protesters of the Stop Galamse Now and the reoccupied Julobi House demonstration. Both protesters and non-protesters are being held in several police stations across the country without access to basic human rights as we speak. There are clear issues in the act, and it gives the security forces, especially the police, too much power over potential demonstrators. The act should be amended to give a reasonable timeline that the police can apply to court to restrain persons intending to demonstrate. We are requesting that the Ghana police provide a list of all detained protesters and where they are stationed so we can be granted access to them so they receive the necessary care and basic human rights.
Meanwhile, the Center for Democratic Development, CDD Ghana, is also taking on the Ghana Police Service over what they say is unlawful tactics employed by the police in the arrest and detention of some 40 citizens in the hashtag Stop Galamse Now demonstration over the weekend. Here is Senior Programs Officer Michael Augustus Agabo.
What we are increasingly worried about is how the police seems to be treating young protesters, especially the youth, when they go on demonstrations. And our position is that if you look across the country from years back, even on our campuses, if you see how when young people are protesting, the police handle them, the way they handle them, it causes for alarm. There seems to be a discriminatory component to how the police deal with young people. I feel like the police go out to engage young protesters with the mindset of teaching them a lesson. And the manhandlingness of how they deal with them shows that they have no regard for the rights of these citizens, of these young people, who are basically just exercising their civil and political rights. Our problem is that it's not so much about the fact that they have been granted bail and they now are able to secure bail and leave the police station. But more importantly, why do we even arrest citizens who are out there exercising their constitutional right to protest? So why do we need to arrest young people just because they are angry at the way the country is being run?
But the Attorney General's office is rejecting calls to drop the prosecution. According to Deputy Attorney General Alfred Tuyayebua, the decision to discontinue the matter solely lies with the court, and they will press on.
We are in court today. As and when we take a different decision, definitely it's obligated to know, but I speak now. We've not taken a decision to discontinue the prosecution of this matter.
And I believe from what I'm hearing in court from my correspondent, is the view of the AG that they should be denied bail?
We are in court in order to fulfill the constitutional mandate. In fact, the constitutional imperative for 48 hours. And so, in court, our argument has been simple, that the police need time to do further investigations. But the decision to grant or not grant bail is with the court.
Well, the Deputy Attorney General, Alfred Tuyayebua himself, has also been explaining that the state has not willfully sought to put a pregnant woman behind bars. It has been said that there is a pregnant woman among the 50 protesters remanded by the court. According to the Deputy AG, none of the lawyers for the protesters brought that to the attention of the court.
Now, with regards to the pregnant woman, I would say the alleged pregnant woman. I'm saying alleged because you have to be finished with evidence that indeed there's a pregnant woman among the accused persons. But let's put it record straight. Now, some people were arrested, suspects. We decided to charge them and then we put them before court yesterday and today. Yesterday, when the case were called, about 2 days ago, in the matter that we are alleging that there's a pregnant woman, before the court, counsel for that accused person never made it known to the court that one of his clients was a pregnant woman.
Mm.
But we're taking a step to verify from the police whether indeed in the statement that accused person volunteered, she indicated that she was pregnant. The answer is no.
There's no now, such person in custody.
It is the duty of counsel for a pregnant accused person to make it known to the court. And the court, in deciding whether to remand or grant bail, may take into consideration that factor. I'm saying may because it's not mandatory. However, when it comes to sentencing, after an accused person has been convicted and is about to be sentenced, if that person is a woman, then by law, the judge enjoined to inquire into the, whether the, that accused person is pregnant or not. In this particular case, the issue of pregnancy came about only after that accused person had been remanded into custody. Mm. And so if that information don't come to the attention of the court, we must rather blame the accused person or her lawyer, because as counsel, that is our duty to bring to the court all these pieces of information.
Mm. So is it your understanding that, I mean, so the pregnancy is yet to be verified, or there's no truth to that matter?
We are verifying. I mean, we are verifying. If indeed there's a pregnant woman, maybe we have to look at it once again, but we need to verify. As I said, if that information has come to the attention of the court has taken that one into consideration.
And Honorable, the former president, John Mahama, the running mates, Amnesty International, CDD, all of them appears to be singing with one tune, saying that, I mean, the way the suspects are being treated, it's just like, you know, killing, you know, an aunt with a sledgehammer. I don't know what the AG's position is on this matter.
This is my simple response. Ghana is governed by laws. And so far as those laws are existing laws of the Republic, we are supposed to go by them. Now, what is the position when someone is arrested? When you are arrested by the police, you are taken to due process, and the police may admit you to bail or within 48 hours produce you before court. In this particular case, that we decided to put that accused person before court, not somewhere, not in someone's bedroom, but in a court of law. The accused person had counsel. They put across their case. The Republic also put across its case. Then the judge, who is mandated by our laws to decide on the matter, decides that the accused person should be remanded. Unless we are saying that Ghana should not have, not give the power to remand or grant bail to judges.
This is still top story. Let's bring in Noah Adamte, who is one of the lawyers for the protesters. Noah, grateful to you for joining us here. Now, you had said earlier you're going to repeat the bail application at the High Court. It has been 2 days now. I mean, what's the latest on that?
Yes. So today we were in court for the matter that was arraigned. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes, we're in court for that matter. And before we filed that bail application, we needed the record of proceedings for the first day those accused persons were arraigned. We filed for that, and we are yet to receive a copy of the record of proceedings. We will need to attach that to the bail application. So once we receive it, we will file the bail application before the High Court.
So this is something we are likely to see tomorrow?
Hopefully. We are hoping we'll get the record available tomorrow. Immediately we get that, we'll file the bill on the same day.
But I mean, why is it that all the people you defended in court, seeking for bail for, all of them have been remanded?
It is something that only the judge can actually speak to. We presented our arguments detailing the conditions under which these persons were kept, the health conditions of some of these people, and satisfy the court that these are persons who have a fixed place of abode in the country. They are genuinely employed and have persons who are ready, many of them in court, to stand as surety for these people. So it is a come and surprise to us that the court did not grant our application for bail. So it is only the court that can tell us why it refused to grant the accused person's bail.
So is it a game plan that this appeal application will be done for all of the remanded protesters?
Yes, it will be done for all the remanded protesters. It will be done for all of them.
The Attorney General is also saying that the new lawyers failed to draw to bring to their attention that one of the arrested protesters is indeed pregnant.
And I'm very sad to hear that from the Attorney General, because if the Attorney General was minded, he would have noticed that one of the major complaints of the lawyers were that they had not been given the right to conference with their clients. From the moment the accused persons were arrested, they were denied their right to counsel. They were only with the police where their statements were taken, forcefully without the presence of their clients, of their lawyers, and even their families being notified of the arrest. The Attorney General should note that the pregnant woman had communicated to the police officers that she was pregnant. This issue was never brought to the attention of lawyers on that day because lawyers had not had conference with the accused person before she was arraigned before court. Lawyers never had the chance to even verify the places where the accused persons lived, which we presented before the court. So I find it very worrying that the Attorney General, knowing all of this, comes out to say that it was the lawyers who should have made that issue known. If the interest of the state is to pursue justice, the state will not prevent these persons from having access to their lawyers. And aside that, when they have informed the police officers for that woman that she's pregnant, the police officer will not withhold this information from the court when the police officer knew that the lawyers had not been given access to these persons to get such information from them. So clearly, I would say that the state's interest in this matter is not to achieve justice. It is to punish persons that they think should not protest against the conditions going on in the country.
But the state has said on several occasions that the interest is to ensure the law takes its course. So why draw in the state or the conclusion that, in fact, the idea or the goal is not to seek justice?
Yeah, I draw that inference from the peculiar facts that have happened over the past few days. Under the Constitution, which the Attorney General himself would know, when an accused person is arrested, he must inform of the reason for his arrest. He must be given access to court within 48 hours or be granted bail, and he must be given access to counsel of his choice. So if the accused, even their dignity must still be maintained once they are being kept in police custody. So they must be given food, they must be given water. If you really want to bring an accused person to justice, then it means you want to find out the truth, whether the accused person is culpable of the offense or not. A determination that can be made only by the court. And so you have to treat that accused person in accordance with their constitutionally guaranteed right. If all of these rights are being breached by the police, which is an agency of the state, and the Attorney General in court, the state attorney representing the Attorney General in court, tells the court that the accused persons have been spared, and today they said the accused persons have been spared with papaya, which was absolutely untrue. The accused persons have not been given access to their counsels, and the AG then comes to say that it was the duty of the lawyers to inform the court, when he should know that the police, which he is working with to do the job of prosecution, have refused this person access to their lawyers, then it is obvious that there is no interest in pursuing justice. It is interest in quelling their right to protest in the county.
So if you deny that they've been served papaya, do you know what they've been served with or how they are being fed?
The accused persons have intimated to the courts, to their lawyers, that for those who were presented 2 days ago, they had not been given any food. The first time they were given food was when they were brought to court. So those who are said on Sunday, they were given food on Tuesday when they were in the bus at the court premises. That was the first time they were given food by the police. And many lawyers who had gone around trying to find the accused persons in the different cells have tried giving them food. And we were refused this by the police, citing an order from above. So it is very surprising that we will think of any fact that there is an intention to bring these accused persons to justice and not just to breach their fundamental human rights.
No, I'm grateful to you for joining us. Noah Adamte is one of the lawyers for arrested or remanded protesters. Let me bring in the country director of Amnesty International, Genevieve Partington. Genevieve, so earlier you made the call for these arrested protesters to be released. The court has gone ahead to remand even more. What's your reaction?
Yes, and it's just as I was saying in the presser this morning. Thank you, and good evening to your listeners. I completely agree with my colleague that was speaking earlier. This is a complete abuse of power by the Ghana police. They are arresting people who are either related to the protest or showing support. I heard news that yesterday a certain person who was helping provide food and water to some of the accused persons in certain police stations was arrested. He was picked up yesterday. For example, why would they do such a thing? And as the lawyer
Genevieve, why do you say it's an abuse when a court of competent jurisdiction has listened to argument and has pronounced or giving made a decision on these arguments?
Yes, if you can allow me to finish, please. So the thing is that they are being denied their constitutional rights. You know, it is in our constitution, and they are being denied their basic human rights. The problem is, yes, they may have destroyed property, yes, but at the end of the day, everyone that is arrested or picked up is innocent until proven guilty by the court of law. So at that point, as they are on remand, they need to be treated with the basic human rights that they deserve. That is guaranteed in our 1992 constitution. As they said, I said this morning that the Ghana police are saying that some have received medical attention, some of the accused persons have managed to see lawyers. I would like to request for a list of those they say have seen their lawyers and those that have received medical attention.
Okay.
Because as we sit here right now, I do not know. We, as Amnesty International Ghana, we have no idea how many people have been arrested since the Ghana police issued a statement, 2 days ago? And as 2 days ago, I'm hearing about 6 to 8 people have been arrested in addition.
Genevieve Partington is country director of Amnesty International. Thanks for speaking to us. This has been Top